Hello, this is Holly, talking for Loop and replying to Joanna's continued practice of modal verbs in the past. And, excuse me, just a few comments on these. Excellent practice overall. Peter might have talked with Anna on Sunday. Correct. Peter may not have revealed. You have reveled, I think you mean revealed this secret to Anna, just a typo for spelling. Peter may not have revealed this secret to Anna. Is a correct sentence. Context might be that someone accused Peter of sharing a secret, of revealing a secret, of telling Anna someone else's secret. And someone else is defending Peter, saying, Peter may not have, he may not have done this, he may not have revealed this secret to Anna. It assumes or infers that the secret has been revealed. So someone told Anna, and it might have been Peter, but Peter may not have revealed this secret to Anna. Maybe she doesn't know yet, or if she knows, maybe it was not Peter. But reveal, revel, both are verbs, but reveal, R-E-V-E-A-L, is the verb you want here, past tense, revealed. Anna might have trained for this marathon with Mark. Anna might have trained for this marathon with Mark. So this sentence is correct. Meaning could be different depending on the context and which point you want to clearly make. Maybe she might have trained with someone else, possibly with Mark, or maybe she might have trained. She might have trained with Mark. So the emphasis can change the inference of meaning, but the sentence is correct. Anna couldn't have run such a long distance without shoes. People might argue with you, but a correct sentence. Peter may not have known about Anna and Mark. Correct. Peter could have bought this ring in that shop. Peter could have bought this ring in that shop. For meaning, two different shops, two or more shops that sold the same style ring, and Peter has bought this ring. He bought it in one store. Someone is commenting that he could have purchased it from the other store. So he went here, but he could have gone there. Different meaning than Peter might have bought this ring in that shop. Peter might have bought this ring in that shop would also be correct, but would then give the meaning of there was a ring purchased, and maybe it was purchased here, maybe it was purchased there. So where it was purchased versus where it could have been purchased. Anna may not have talked with Peter in the evening. She might have talked to him in the morning, maybe not in the evening. It could have been the afternoon. Peter could have had an argument with Mark on Monday. Peter could have had an argument with Mark on Monday, but he did not, is the inference here. Different meaning than Peter may have had an argument with Mark on Monday. In this sentence with could, Peter could have had an argument with Mark on Monday, but he didn't. Versus Peter may have had an argument with Mark on Monday. I just don't know whether he did or didn't. Both correct, but different meanings. Mark may not have had a chance to read a letter from Anna. So this is a little challenging for meaning because it's a letter, not the letter. Mark may not have had a chance to read the letter. Makes more sense to me. Mark may not have had a chance to read a letter from Anna. To read anyone's letter, a letter from Anna or from anyone, he may have been too busy. Could work in some contexts, changing the article from a, from a to the, is more likely. Sentence is correct. Mark may not have had a chance to read the letter from Anna is much more likely to be used in different situations. Anna could have given Peter the second chance, and here I would change a second chance. The phrase, the article used in the expression have a second chance is a, not the. So Anna could have given Peter a second chance. So in American English, a second chance is the correct collocation. Nice practice. If you have questions about the meanings of the modals, anyone, please try to explain. Give a specific context. Try to explain your understanding and ask your question. I hope Joanna and her posts will help others be motivated and brave enough to share their sentences. Thanks, Joanna. Bye for now.